Check. Ah, there we go. Ah, the sound is coming through. Friends, let's settle. Let's end our conversations and let's get into the big conversation. Welcome, everybody, to this amazing Congress. This is a really, really great moment for all of us. We received so much from Monterey. We felt so much from what happened in Monterey. And that's really the key thing. The feeling. It really simplified things for all of us. It was so direct, so emotional. And it cleared away a lot of the confusion and illusions that we have about who we are, what we're doing, what we're aiming at. Really brought it all down into a very simple place in the heart. And because of that, we can feel that we're all sharing in one way or another. We know that we're sharing a sensation together. And in this connection, we feel that we're making the first, you know, there's the first footprints in the sand across the barrier. We're just beginning to move and to live in a new state. And all of the work that we did, all the things that we thought, all the things that we felt, well, they were very important along the road. And many of us have worked for a long time. Some people for 20 years, some people for 10, some for 5. But it doesn't matter. Even the people who, the newest people who are here today, who came without studying anything, who were just moved to come, we're all equal. And we've all inherited exactly the same thing. Now we need to know, what do we aim at now? Where do we go? We're here in order to reveal the Creator. And as Rav told us last night in the lesson, we don't reveal the Creator. The Creator reveals to us. And it happens because we become like the Creator in our heart. We make room for the Creator to fill in between us. Well, what do we do? What's our next step? What's our goal? And that is to do what the Creator does and to take the concerns, the troubles, the desires of the world and to incorporate them into ours. In our 10, in this great gathering here, we need to feel and understand the place of the world and our part in that. We need to make a prayer together through our simple love and connection with each other and include our concern for the world. But we need to first see what is the condition of the world. The world is huddled at the foot of terrible storms brought on by the demand to build the nation, the desire called Israel. The building of the nation and the emergence of its spirit are one and the same thing, and they're entirely bound up with the building of the whole world. The whole world that lays now in tatters, awaiting a force filled with unity and sublimity. And all of this is found in the soul of the assembly of Yasha'el. The Creator, the spirit of His name, fills it from within. And in this great hour, the spirit of any man whose soul beats within him cannot be still and not call upon the forces in the nation. Awaken and rise to your calling. Rav Avraham Yitzhak HaKohen Kuk. But we have a special role. We here are not lost. We have a job, a beautiful responsibility, and a beautiful task. And the time's come for that. And that's why we're gathered here, because we're beginning to understand that call. We're beginning to stand up and know what it is that we have to do. But imagine if you hadn't come to a Congress that was about Kabbalah, that had a path, a way, a method that we could actually speed up the revelation of the Creator and the goodness to the world. What if you were here because this was a convention about your hobby? What would it be like to be in a world where there was no Kabbalah, where you hadn't found that? So we're going to do a workshop. You're prepared now because of all the work that you did before in entering the 10. Speak with your friends in the 10. What would this feel like if this wasn't a Kabbalah convention, if you didn't have this to work with? Please, friends, speak to each other. What would it be like if we didn't have this Kabbalah convention, if it was a world without it? Let's not speak from our minds. Let's really feel what would it be like to lack this if it was only as that film appeared and not what we know.
I would think of this path as a remedy for my past and what my state was before I came onto this path. So I know now that I'm on this path that my perception, my perspective, the way I look at things, the way things become resolved, my interaction with others has words couldn't describe it, because it just there are no words to describe it. So my life would be in a state of confusion. Mm-hmm. Same problems, just a deeper state of confusion, a deeper state of needing and wanting. And now it's more giving than wanting and needing.
Without Kabbalah, I really I'd live like an animal. I mean, really, I'd live like an animal. We'd live just to fulfill every single bodily pleasure, and then die when the body dies, and that's it. That's an animal. And that's what this path allows you to do, to transcend all of that. And also to appreciate the animal, because it was given to us by the Creator for spiritual purposes. To get to the Creator, that's why we're given this life. Without Kabbalah, there is no life. I don't see the purpose of living without it.
The teachings that we become more sensitized, I think, to what before was real darkness. You know, the trying to struggle to make sense of everything using the systems that the world has in place.
Thank you, friends.
I guess we're done.
Now that you're feeling that, listen carefully to this quote from Baal HaSulam. There are many sparks of sanctity in each person in the group. And when you collect all the sparks of sanctity into one place, as brothers with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of sanctity for the time being from the light of life. Now, tell your friends just how special they are, that they they received this invitation to come to this holy gathering, and that they accepted. Tell your friends how special they are, and precisely because they were called to this occasion today.
You guys are all from different parts of the world, from different cultures. You know, look at you. I probably wouldn't have the opportunity to meet you under any other circumstances. You have something very unique. It's actually not what we see outside, but there's something very unique within you. Mm-hmm. And if you try to resonate with anyone else, they don't get you. And they can be very smart people. It's not about being intelligent. It's not about that. There's a certain sensitivity to wanting to understand how everything is connected and where we're going together. You guys have that. You guys have that. It's and don't think that anybody's going to appreciate it either. Okay? So you're special to me. But to others, what you have, it's garbage. But that's how the ego sees it. It doesn't appreciate it. But I appreciate you very much. And when I come here, I feel like I'm with my family and with my brothers, and I can be myself with you. And I want to thank you.
Yeah, I can tell you, I'm here just because of you. You know, like every day during the lesson, I can see your faces on the screen. And the different groups, different places, but all this virtual environment, we have it. We already have it. It's there. But because we have this physical congress, this is real opportunity for us to be here, to come, to see each other, to mix our desires, to build something between us in the center. I don't know, this is random aid, and I'm really glad what I got this aid. You know, I probably wouldn't have the chance to sit in the same group in the future, but right now, I believe we deserve it, and we are sitting here, and we can add each other.
Yeah, my friends, they're the greatest
friends,
of the...
You'll notice that on your tables, there's a little candle, an electronic candle. And we're going to take one more step here before we try to change the balance of good in ourselves and have it reflected to the world. This is where we are right now. These are the bad things in the world, things that our friends out in the world are suffering with, and that represents our work and our prayers. This is empty now. This is full. So what we're going to do is together in your tan, you're going to create a common prayer, simple in one sentence, work on it together. There's also a Sharpie on the table. And once you have arrived at that, write your prayer on the candle. Once you've done that, there's a little tab at the bottom of the candle. You pull that out, and then you can turn the candle on, and now your prayer is alive. And after that, we're going to see if our prayers, the collective prayers of the group here, can tip this scale or not, or if we have more work. So, collective prayer between you, short prayer, one sentence, take a Sharpie, write it on the candle, pull the pin, it won't explode, it's light, it's good. And then you, and then you turn on the light, and then we'll tell you what to do. Go. don't forget to light your candle when you're ready. Ah, I see sparks. Holy sparks lighting up all over the room. We can see the prayers. From the stage, it looks like starlight. Another one. Another prayer. And another. Ah. Another prayer lights up. Now we would like a representative from each of the tens to come forward, come up to the stage, and there are stairs there. There's an usher. Come slowly and carefully. Come up here and we'll add your prayer to this side of the scale. Here comes the first one. Well, it's a beginning. Let's love others. Put it in. Great. Throw it in there. This represents 3 million people. Uh-huh. Add it. Great. Let's see if it helps. Well, something's happening. Thank you. Give us your prayer. Just drop it in. Good. Starting to fill. Well, we still have plenty more. I think we might make it. Let's pray that we do make it.
It's on. Okay. I'm Andrea, and he is Leandro. We are from the Toronto group. Last year, we came together as boyfriend and girlfriend, and now we are husband and wife. while all the work was in Monterey last weekend. We were getting married in Bogota, and we felt so much love and from our friends, from our family, from the worldly. We felt the connection, and we are sure that we wanted to come here and share that love with all of you and the whole worldly.
Everything is possible in this world. It's very hard to maintain a relationship between two people for life. And because of that, we need spirituality. We need the Creator. We need the love of the friends. And that's the reason we are here. We're not in a beach. We're not in an all-inclusive resort. We're here. This is our place. Because spirituality is going to be the basis of our relationship. We need the Creator. So we're very happy to be here, and we will light the world that the spirituality will be the basis of all of our all of the families. So thank you so much. Thanks so much for your love.
I'm a dad, and this is my son, Nathaniel. I'm Carl. And I've had a longing for many years to have a beautiful family, a loving family, where everybody treats each other with love, and there's smiles on their faces.
I think the greatest thing that my father has done for me over all of these years is just let me go like a little birdie and just let me fly on my own in such a way that I've experienced so many beautiful things that have got me closer to where I am now. And it only took about 12 years of him listening to the lesson really loud in the background. Yeah. For me to realize the importance. And friends, we can't do it alone. Try, it's not gonna work. L'chaim, friends. I love you all very much.
Look at where he is now, friends. This is the future generation. I'm so proud of this boy.
And
so what we want for the world is what we see in this room. Everybody comes together and they hold each other. There's not a moment when you walk through this room and you walk around and you look at each other where you just don't feel like you're being held. And this is what we want.
Thank you.
name's Susan, and I'm a professor of nursing. And I teach fourth-year nursing students, and I teach them about compassion and caring. And I witness their struggle. The values that the society and environment now holds doesn't value human connection or caring. So I witness the struggle of these students. I have them for a couple of months, and the environment supports them opening their hearts and learning that the art of nursing is to care with that open heart, to feel humanity. But I worry about them. I worry about when they graduate, where's the environment that's going to support them in a society now that doesn't value and sometimes even works against connection, human connection.
My name is John. I'm from Texas. I'm a first-year medical student, and I couldn't agree more with Susan. This year, we'll be taking a lot of classes for biology and, you know, psychology and human anatomy, but there's nothing about human connection. There's no course about care and servitude, and it worries me greatly being a student, because I feel these are the foundations of what it means to really provide excellent health care. And that's why the world that Susan and I want to see is one where we can care for others like we care for ourselves.
And that's the art, the true art of healing.
No matter where you're from, join hands and be together. We came to be as one. We came here to be together. No matter where
we're getting
you're
there
from,
it's building.
Join hands and be together.
We've almost got all of our prayers on the scale. The box, the black box, it's still sitting flat lined. It's not that we're not trying more. Maybe this next one will launch this box into space. It looks like we need help. We need to call on our dear beloved teacher. Maybe he can help us tip the scales. Maybe he can make the difference with all of us together. Rav, please come up and help us.
For something to happen, there must be, it's written, upper water and lower water, mud and man. And therefore, I wrote a sentence here that Rabash used to like to say to me: the salvation of the Creator is as the blink of an eye. This is what awaits you. And the moment you turn and really ask, your lack will light up His help, and then it will happen. I really hope that our sparks will unite into a lack that is big enough, and the pennies will join into a great amount on which the Creator will bestow His great surrounding light. And we will be rewarded with the revelation of Him to all of reality, to all the people in the world. Thank you.
Wait, what? The snails didn't tip.
I think we need something else. We need help. We're not enough. We need all those that we teach. We need the next generation.
Hi, I'm Taddy. I'm from Toronto. And ever since I was born, I was in this environment. I've been to countless conventions, maybe lessons and gatherings. And I don't have a time in my life where I haven't been in this environment and knowing these values and the existence of them. And I'm a part of the new generation. And the new generation is coming. And I have this big desire that this new generation will put the same effort they put into global issues all over the world, the same effort to reach the Creator, to
learning these values, connecting with their friends, getting that one big goal. And I'm one of many few people, only a few people, who are able to have this experience of starting so young. And like learning a language when you're older is harder. It's always easier when you're at a very young age. And that's why that one desire I have for the new generation to start learning young, to start learning when they're bold, when they have that mindset to learn, and that genuine, genuine desire is all I want.
So, the main part of our work is to love each other. And that we are going to do this whole weekend on a scale that we've never felt before. And we have a beautiful song that is only about loving your friend as yourself.
All around there is no land in sight. You're all confused, stumbling through the night. And if your heart's forgotten how to feel, precisely then you'll start to see.
Let me remind you.
And if the mountains looming dark and tall, you're all alone, you're just about to fall.
No end in sight, no importance of the goal. Yes, that's precisely when you hear him call.
Fingers, time is slipping fast. No trace of life above is overcast.
And if the friend is waiting to be healed, then through the friends he shall be revealed.
And if the stars above have disappeared, the sun has set and is too dark to see. Reach out your hand, I got you here with me. A single light shining from within.
They are